Well, hello there, Earth Dwellers. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. So we have a weird episode, like we have alluded to all month, which, I mean, it's pretty normal, but this is even more outside of our outside norms, if that makes any sense. Originally, the plan was to be able to have both of our husbands on, but, you know, scheduling and all the things. So we are going to include them. Very exciting. However, Amy and I are recording our parts together, and then we will record with our husbands separately and be able to edit them all together. So lots of moving parts. Should be really fun.
I think it's going to be super fun. It might be a total bitch to edit, but who cares? We're going to see what happens, right? And maybe we'll do this more. And to be honest, I cannot believe Roberto has never been on the show. This is like, we're going on year three, and he's never been on the show. So, Roberto, you can't hide anymore. Now is your time to shine, brother. And I also can't believe we have not done a crypto episode before.
I can't either. Well, Roberto and I honestly try to keep our, like, hobbies very separate, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I don't want him to come on my runs with me. Who's going to watch the children?
Well, that's true, I guess.
And I don't want him to podcast with me because this is my thing.
Right. This is my sandbox. No, I totally get that. I get that. I don't know. I feel like he's got interesting stuff to say. And
oh, he does. But I have to listen to that all the time. And
that's
I don't
true,
need...
and you don't want to.
I don't need a set hour that he just gets the soapbox.
That's true. That's true. So now we are giving him a very censored soapbox, right? Like we get to pick what gets to be said and whatnot. But I'm excited. I'm super excited to hear both of their takes on what we will be talking about today.
Yes, and they're bringing show and tell. So I am excited for y'all to hear about Roberto's, and I cannot wait to hear about Chris's. And I have no idea what we'll just do our best, you guys.
It's we'll a surprise, and if
try
it's
to
bad,
influence them
sorry.
In the correct yeah. ways.
We actually told them it wasn't a choice. Like, hey, do you want to bring a show and tell? No, you have to bring a show and tell because you have to.
Not
sorry.
An option.
So we're here with my husband, Chris. Chris, say hello.
Hello.
He is joining Roberto and Z and I, all in a jumbled, mixed up kerfuffle. But we are going to record your portion of the podcast. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
He says he's ready, but I don't know if he's ready for this. First things first, do you have a show and tell for us today?
I do have a show and tell. I didn't know that's where we're starting, but I'm really excited.
Okay, are you going to tell us what it is?
Yes. So recently I have gotten into the art of laser engraving. And I've been looking at laser engravers for a long time and finally bit the bullet and got myself one. It's an X tool, and I'm not going to say more about it because I'm going to get in trouble if I go into too much detail. But it's really cool. It's amazing to like just build and create. And I don't know, just kind of reconnecting with that creative side, I guess.
And what on God's green earth would make somebody purchase a laser engraver?
Well, if they would like to put their name on everything they own or pictures of themselves or their dogs, somebody might want a laser engraver. A lot of people are doing it like as businesses now, like selling it on Etsy. I think that just it's fun. It's who doesn't want a laser?
I don't want a laser.
Okay, well, you're strange.
Okay. Well, so if you're looking for a side hustle or a hobby, this is something you would purchase?
Yeah, I think side hustle or hobby or both.
Or neither. And where did you get this laser?
I purchased it on Amazon, like we purchase everything.
And it's easy to use?
It's pretty easy to use. I mean, I think you download the software. If you have like any
so you can download that like on your phone?
On your phone, on your computer. on your iPad. You can download it everywhere. So if you're like smart enough to use email or Facebook, you would definitely be able to use this.
Amazing. And what kinds of things have you made so far?
Well, I made a couple of dog tags.
Dog tags? What do you need a dog tag for?
Well, because that's what they send you and you're like, prep kit. It's not like I chose it.
Oh, got it.
It chose
okay.
me.
Dog tags chose you.
Yeah. Metal business cards. Right now in the engraver is coins, like printed coins, wooden coins that are cut from wood. With logos on it and stuff like that.
That you're using for your business. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. It's both hobby and a side hustle.
Oh, brother. Well, if you want a laser engraver, I will link this in our show notes. But, yeah, thank you for sharing your show and tell.
Do you really thank me for this one?
I don't thank you for this
one. I didn't think so.
Okay, good.
What is your show and tell for us for the week?
So my show and tell is this travel charger that I have. It's like a battery that attaches to the back of your phone. It works with Androids and iPhones because iPhones are better. And it could stand
Even though
it.
We've only ever had...
I used to have an Android before I started dating you.
Fair enough.
Then you made me make the switch, and I'm glad I did. But anyways, the charger, it's a travel battery charger, so it charges by itself. You could plug it in, and it's charging while it's plugged in, obviously. And then it's also a stand... and it's great for travel.
Yes, which it's like the Casely cases, if you've seen those, which I've been wanting a Casely case for a while. However, it is a stand, so I'm excited. We're going to pack it for our family vacation, and this way I can charge the phone while I am also taking like family videos or family photos and things like that. So I think it's perfect. Like you showed me the other day, and I was like, this is definitely what you need to show and tell, and we will link it in our Amazon storefront per use.
Z and I are going to sit down with Roberto and Chris after this, which is going to be very interesting because we will have already talked about it. So I think it's going to be really hard for me to not be like, you're wrong. That's not true because
here's
what I've learned about all of these things. But we are going to ask them their thoughts on what is real and what is not. We're going to give them a little bit of information. We're going to ask about their feelings. How does that make you feel? So that we can kind of learn a little bit from their perspective what their thoughts are on some of these crypto characters or creatures, shall I say. They are going to let us know their initial thoughts. We're going to talk all about it. The proof, the speculation. Sound cool? Let's do it.
I am super pumped. Like, I'm really excited. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on these things, too, because we have chatted about this, but, like, we haven't... Y'all, we have this podcast together, so we know a lot of things about each other, and yet there's a lot of very... It's not a work-friend relationship, because we definitely have way more depth than that, but it is like...
Right, because when we're recording...
It's similar,
like,
if that makes
business.
Sense.
Right.
Exactly.
We have stuff we have to do. We have to record.
Exactly.
We got to keep this going. We got to make sure that our children are not killing themselves or other people while we're recording. There's a lot of things happening. And, you know, when you're a parent, you often don't have time to just chitty chat with other parents unless you see them on a regular basis. We live in different states. So this will be interesting. We don't often get to talk about topics
just really
unless
obscure
we're
things.
Discussing them. Right.
Yes.
Unless it's like we're talking about them. So we're going to start with vampires, which is, to be honest, my personal fave. Yes. So I'm really pumped for starting with this.
We're going to go through, and I want your gut reaction on whether or not these like myths or creatures, if you will, folklore, if you will, are real or not real.
Right.
And then we're going to discuss your feelings about it because Amy and I looked into it. And so I, in fact, know which ones are real or have been found to be true and which ones are completely unfounded and which ones.
Look, they wouldn't have made the Twilight series if those things weren't real. Okay.
Okay. First and foremost is vampires. So in your personal opinion, no knowledge, real, not real.
I definitely think those are real. I was with a dude yesterday, and he looked like a damn vampire.
Just because he looked like he could suck people's souls, or because there's bags under his eyes? Like, what do you...
A little bit of both, and like this, we were talking, and he had this accent, and I went up to him, I was like, ooh, you're going to suck my blood? And he goes, I'm actually from Romania, and I'm like... I'm going to shut up now. That's,
as an immigrant, you should be ashamed of yourself.
He spoke perfect English.
Like, I'm sure he did.
And his nickname was The Count, by the way. Like on his shirt. Like,
oh,
his
no.
Name, his name is Roman, but his nickname was The Count.
Vampires. How do you feel about vampires? What are your thoughts? True, not true? Tell me.
Okay, vampires. I mean, I think there's got to be some kind of historical reason that this story has been told and told over. So I think based in truth, vampires.
So you think based in historically, so for those of you that are unaware, Chris is a massive history nerd. So mm-hmm. you read a lot about history. You also are into like nerdy stuff, yeah, like Lord of the Rings and like mythical things.
I don't know how that...
It ties in because it's like mythical, like, you know, like you are into mythical stuff, like with dragons in it and whatever.
Yes.
Okay. So you think, yes, vampires could be real. In what capacity? Let me ask you that.
I mean, yes. I think when I think about like where vampires came from, I'm sure it was like some murderer, right? Who was like doing weird stuff and like sucking people's blood. I don't believe in like the whole immortal part of it, right? I don't know where that like got into the myth.
Okay.
So I think the original vampires were probably just like serial killers before anybody had the internet and could like research whether that
and
was
like,
real or not.
And like knew what a serial killer was?
Yeah. They were just like, oh, a human could not possibly do all this horrible murdering. We have to make something up. It's a vampire.
Newsflash, they can do all that horrible murdering.
What, humans?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the people in the 1400s didn't know that.
According to a 2022 article by Sarah Lemire, she's a lifestyle reporter for Today.com, in 2015, they did a survey by the Atlanta Vampire Alliance, which, is that a thing? I guess it is. And they cited that 5,000 people in the United States identify as real vampires, and some of them do drink blood from willing donors. Other consider themselves psychic or energy vampires. So what do we think? Do we think they're real? What is real? Like, I don't know. I think this is a really hard question to ask. I think the fact that people are out there drinking other people's blood is gross. Blood can contain harmful bacteria and pathogens that can cause food poisoning, pass on diseases, all that stuff. So if you're going to drink blood, at least be safe about it. I do need to say that. But yeah, what are your thoughts on vampires? Are they real to you?
I could see energy vampires because everything has an energy and some people are really toxic and you can feel when somebody walks into a room, sometimes you can feel the energy shift or suck out or so I do whether or not that gives them strength or they feed off of that. Mm-hmm. That's not for me to say. However, I could see that. If they are drinking blood, then they are vampires. However,
you are a vampire, right. Whether that's giving you supernatural abilities, I don't think so.
Okay, but what kind of vampires are they? Obviously, they're not the Sparkle Sparkle, Stephanie Meyer vampires.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These are more the Anne Rice vampires, if you will, but they're also out during the day. I want to know more. I also want to know less.
Yeah. I'm with you because drink. So let's say you.
What are the stipulations to being a vampire? I guess what I'm getting at. And I think you are too. Like what constitutes, like what are the five things that you have to have, you know?
Yeah. Well, in order for me to get my vampire card, I need to know how many things, these things I need to do. Drinking blood, I'm not going to do it. Okay.
No for me.
Going out past 8 p.m. is not going to happen for me either. So I don't really know that I would make a super great vampire, but I can definitely think of several energy vampires that I have to interact with, whether they claim that title or not. I do think that's a real thing. And whether people are now like an energy suck type of person and they're starting to claim that as their identity. Like, well, yeah, I'm an energy vampire. I think you're kind of an asshole if that is what you're telling people. But I've never – so I've watched a little bit of that What We Do in the Shadows. Have you watched any of that? It's on Hulu. No. I think it's actually originally on FX. It's like a satirical vampire show, but it's about these vampires. They live in present day.
I've seen the ads pop up and I've been very curious.
So it's not like spooky. It's definitely meant to be.
Oh, okay, good.
They have like vampires that would be like your traditional, like what you would expect to be a vampire. But then they have these energy vampires who survive off of the energy of other people, which I think is a real thing. If you call yourself that or not, like, I don't know. But the drinking of the blood is what I don't get, especially if you're not getting supernatural powers from it. And you can die from iron poisoning, and if you drink too much blood, like, you could get iron poisoning and die. But also, is it like, and not that I'm not a fan of essential oils and I think that they're real, but like, is it not a thing where it's like, oh, if I take this or I use this, it's making me feel better? And so that is it one
yeah,
of
like the placebo effect.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
But is a stipulation of being a vampire not some sort of extended life?
No, true.
In but my personal, because that's a Z thing, okay? So
right,
for somebody,
right, right.
For me, so if you're a vampire, sorry if you're offended. For me, to be a real vampire, you have to, one, drink blood.
Okay.
Two, some sort of life expectancy has to be longer in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Three, you have to be able to make other people's life expectancies also be longer through the intake of your blood. Those are the three core vampire musts.
So your criteria for being a vampire is you have to have a longer life, you have to be able to give somebody longer life, and you have to drink blood.
Yes, or your blood has like healing properties or whatever. So
okay,
like you may not make somebody into a vampire per se by like extending their life, but have you read The Discovery of Witches?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So how Matthew's blood is like healing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can put it on like a wound and that will heal.
Right.
A wound, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Or how sometimes you know that vampires can give people blood, but it won't necessarily make that person a vampire.
Like a la Vampire Diaries. Like,
yes.
They will give people their blood to heal them, but they don't have to turn them into
yes.
a vampire. It doesn't like automatically turn them into a vampire.
Exactly. So those are my big three. Do
okay.
you have anything similar? Do you agree with my three?
I agree with your three. If I'm going to say, like, yep, you're a classic vampire, those would be the three things that I would need. Also, I feel like there is a huge, there's, like, a lot of debate that could be put into that. Because, like, blood, if you give somebody a blood transfusion, that's
ooh,
going
you
to
a
save
vampire?
Them. Right, because that's going to save them, but it's not.
And it will prolong
anymore.
Their life.
It will. So I think there's ways to look at it, but I do think these people on like TikTok and online that are like, I'm a vampire and I'm 1,000 years old, like you're full of shit. Like that's not.
100%.
Real.
Like that one guy, like Robert Stinky or whatever his name is, Stankadine. Whatever his fucking name is, who even gives a shit? Who thinks he's like 700 years old and like gets people to murder with him or murdered people or there's a cult? I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Richard Trenton Chase?
Ew, I thought his name was, maybe I am.
So
I didn't think so. I thought his name was like Robert S.K. or something.
He was known as the Vampire of Sacramento. He drank his victims' bloods and cannibalized their remains. He sounds like a real party. I don't think this Richard guy or this Robert guy or whoever else is out there are the only people that are pretending to be vampires or that want to take on that persona, whether it's to impress or frighten other people or whether it's to try to prolong their own lives. I mean, like, where is that? That lady, old-timey lady, she would, like, bathe in the blood of...
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Barton.
Mm-hmm. And she would do that because she thought it would prolong her life, and really she died in solitary confinement.
The Blood Countess.
Yes. So yeah, I think there's definitely ways you can spin, like, I'm a vampire, I'm not a vampire, if that's your bag. If you're not living to be 1,000, I don't think you're a real, quote-unquote, real vampire.
Me too.
Here's what the husbands had to say about this information concerning vampires.
So, in a 2015 survey by the Atlanta Vampire Alliance, which is something that exists, there are 5,000 people in the United States who identify as vampires.
Some
of them drink blood from willing donors.
That's not surprising to me, because there's like 7 billion people in the world. Somebody is pretending to be... I'm sorry. Identifying as a vampire. They identify themselves.
We don't say pretending to be a vampire. They are a vampire in their heart.
I mean...
How very unprogressive of you.
All right. But then, like... What is a vampire, right? So anybody could say, oh, I'm a vampire because I drink blood. But, like, you're still not immortal. Like, the mythical part of the vampire cannot possibly exist.
If I donate my blood to you and it is life-saving for you, does that make me part vampire because I've saved somebody with my blood?
So, like, if I go to the Red Cross and I, like, give a pint of blood.
Yeah, and you're saving someone's life. Could you be considered a vampire?
If you're consuming the blood.
Okay, so what if you're also consuming blood?
Like as like you're in the hospital and you lose some liters?
Yeah.
If they're not putting it through your mouth, I hope no hospitals are doing that. Like, get this one a transfusion.
And just like that squirt it in their commercial. Mouth. Ew.
That's gross.
You're gross. So you believe that it could be true?
Vampires are absolutely have to be based in truth.
But they're not immortal.
No.
Turn into bats or fly away.
No. No.
Mm-mm. A real buzzkill.
Are you going to, like, reveal to me that they found, like, somebody who turned into a bat?
Deep in the Amazon. No, there's not. That's... No. But there are people who identify as vampires who also drink human blood. P.S., don't drink human blood because there's germs in that.
And it belongs to somebody else.
Well, if you said I could, consent is key,
Why
folks.
Why would you ask that, girl?
I don't know. Why do people drink their own breast milk?
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer
that. We're getting off the rails. Okay.
So it's like a kink or like legitimate? Like
just I
like...
think it's more of a kink. Okay. But then here is my problem. I think that there are 3 stipulations to becoming a vampire. And so you just believe... Which vampire? Obviously, Twilight, Sparkle, Sparkle vampires, you were joking about that.
I was absolutely joking, yes.
Okay, so which vampires? Are you like an Anne Rice vampire kind of person? People exist? You don't read books.
I do read books. I wrote books. But
yes, but...
And I know who that interview with the vampire. Yes. Like, obviously not like the Twilight, but the variation of the vampire we all imagine when we think of vampires. Like the guy with the cape
they live on blood alone.
Yes.
Or they also possibly consume other things.
They consume other things. Like, yeah, it's impossible just to live. Like, mosquitoes don't even do that.
They don't? Mosquitoes eat more than blood?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
The more you know.
The more you know. Up next are wyvern. And they are a mythical type of dragon. So, you know, a dragon has 4 legs, right? And 2 wings most of the time, but the dragons have 4 legs. And a wyvern has 2 legs and 2 wings and often a pointed tail, which may or may not be a venomous stinger. And this term was actually wyvern, and it first appeared in the Great Roll from England in 1312, and it is derived from an old French word meaning serpent. Makes sense.
Okay.
And the term dragon appears the following century, so in like the 1400s, and that is when 4-legged dragons became increasingly popular, and they became distinguished from the 2-legged kind during the 16th century. And that's when they started later calling them actual wyvern instead of without the N at the end.
Okay.
I'm a big Sarah Moss fan, and I also just got done reading the second book in the Fourth Wing saga, so I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. One of the, like, leaders of the witches of the 13, she rides one, and then they're kind of evil, and well, that's kind of a spoiler for Fourth Ring, my bad, whatever.
You're reading that book, so sorry, I just ruined it for you.
And, you know, it's part of the folklore, you know, it's mentioned in the book a couple of times, and so there you go, but yes, what are your thoughts? I 100% think that they're real, or were real, in the sense that maybe a creature that looked like it lived in the sea, and or maybe it was like a dinosaur descendant, because it does look so much like a serpent. Snakes, yeah. Lizards, over time, animals have lost different limbs and stuff due to mutations for the survival of the species overall. So who's to say that snakes did used to have arms. No, whatever. Who's to say?
They either used to have arms or they
didn't, and then they got some.
That's how lizards came to be, like their descendants of snakes. I hear what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. Do I think they're real? I think much like any other animal-style creature, it could be real. Sounds very much like a mashup of different animals, though. So whether it's like an evolution of things or whether somebody made up this creature because it sounds like a really badass, like, fighter of an animal. And who doesn't want to ride a giant snake with wings? Like, I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
I want four legs. I want four legs so I can secure myself better on its back as I'm riding.
I do feel like with two legs,
especially if they're, like, here, you know, like Tyrannosaurus.
Right, like a T-Rex. Yeah, like, that seems very top-heavy. Like, you're going to fall over.
As somebody that has always had a larger top half than bottom half, I can confirm. After two kids. Back,
it would be really hard, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. After two kids, I've kind of evened out, and so things aren't as dangerous. But, yes, I can confirm that would probably be very – they would probably feel very off-kilter.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very steady.
And I wouldn't want to ride that because, again, if the arms are T-Rex style, like straight up in the front, so they're like, what are you securing yourself with? They're not going to let you put a saddle on them. That's true.
Because that was where my brain went, was like, well, you put a saddle on it and it's going to be fine. But how are you going to wrangle that thing? It's still a wild animal.
And even if it's your bestie, every time you're going to put, I mean, I guess you do on a horse. I mean, no, you don't.
Not always.
No, you don't.
Sometimes you ride bareback. What if you're riding a wyvern bareback? That sounds
into
dangerous.
Into battle. Yes. I just didn't know.
Like riding a giraffe. Like I just, without extra legs. Like how weird is that?
Okay. But I feel like at least giraffes have like shoulder blades.
Right.
To me,
they have four legs.
Yes. To me, wyvern don't have shoulder blades. To me,
shoulders. They don't have arms,
or they just have the like little baby arms. Like,
yeah,
I guess T-Rexes have shoulder blades too, but like that's not how I.
They almost more have arm sockets and not like shoulder blades. Because it's like
true.
It's like a Barbie arm. Like, well, Barbie something. You know, they're like they move. I don't know. Do I think they exist now? No, because that would be a really hard animal to hide. Although I did just watch Godzilla versus something. I don't know. One of the Godzilla movies that was like a remake, and they had like a special island where they were keeping all of like kind of like Jurassic Park. So it's like, could that be in existence? I mean, aliens maybe. Are real. So I guess who knows? But I feel like with a flying one, like you can't really keep it from like escaping and going other places. So I don't think it's real now, but do I think it could have been like a
What do we do with birds, though? Maybe they're, like, clipping their wings until they figure out the, like...
Free the wyvern. Don't clip them. That seems so mean. Like, those big animals. Yeah, like, where are they going to go?
Or what if they're smaller? What if you think that they're these giant animals and they are not?
A horse. Like, they're just, like, a tiny...
What if... Because, remember, they said that or maybe I'm making this up because this is how I feel half the time with the fucking podcast is like I had thoughts in my head and I thought they were real until we're recording it for other people to listen to and judge my inner thoughts. But woolly mammoths, we thought they were these big giant creatures. And they are in fact smaller than we had anticipated.
Yes. But I think that humans made
but what if we never rode them,
and maybe we didn't, and that's like become the mythical part, like oh yeah, it's a dragon, so I'm gonna ride it because I feel like what else do you
but maybe it's more like a Komodo dragon, maybe it's more like a Komodo dragon size, you know, where it's like super cute cat pet dragon
flying thing. It's big but not so big that you would be like, I don't know. If I saw a flying Komodo dragon,
it's like having a Great Dane. Like, yeah, so cool, but you cannot ride that to school. So, I mean, it's bigger than normal. Honestly, you could maybe have a small child ride it for a tiny bit.
A little bit. But if you don't have the support of upper arms, because this podcast is now about whether or not you can ride a wyvern, That's gonna hurt their back. That dude's gonna need a chiropractor because
spine's gonna be all out of line.
Yeah. So do I think it's real? Maybe a long time ago. But I think I'm with you. I don't think it's the way we portray it to be in books and all that.
Here's what Chris and Roberto think about wyvern.
Do you know what a wyvern is?
I was about to ask you that.
Okay, so a dragon, four legs. Wyvern, two legs. Wyvern is more of a traditional Chinese dragon. You know how dragons normally only have two little...
like salamander-looking things.
But with the two arms
so the
that...
have the wings, I guess?
They both have wings. Real or not real?
Yeah, they probably were real. Like in some sort of like dinosaur evolution. Right?
That's what I was thinking too.
Like some sort of diet, like, I mean, and there's a lot of animals that are now extinct that like our kids that we didn't get to see either. Right?
And then also, what if these dragons are like Komodo dragons? Are they exactly? Are they the size that we think they are, or was somebody bragging about how big their dick was?
Well, yeah,
and it in fact
right?
was like, not it's that large.
It's like mermaids too. Like mermaids are just manatees, and it was just.
Who's to say? Not me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm surprised you don't know what this is. Based in truth or totally fictional and made up?
I think they probably have some kind of connection with dinosaurs. Like dinosaur bones appeared somewhere and then they were like, oh, it's a dragon. Because they didn't know the difference. So I think based in truth.
Do I think that maybe they found dinosaur bones? And that's what gave them the idea to make a wyvern or a dragon, like, in a book?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I think that, but there's no, like, based in truth. Like, people were never riding dinosaurs or using them in a way that...
ride dragons. Dragons are usually bad guys.
No, they do in lots of things.
Is that thing from the...
Z reads a lot of books about people that ride dragons. She's reading one now, and she said it was good, and she kind of ruined the end for me, so now I can't read it.
Okay, what do you say, lots? Do you mean, like, one or two, or are we talking, like, dozens?
No, Z is an avid reader, and if she hears you make fun of her, she's going to be very devastated.
Oh, no, people riding them?
Yeah, like, stories about mythical things that, like...
I guess, like, Harry Potter.
Yeah, and, like, Game of Thrones. And they were all, like, the mother of dragons.
Zia, I love you very much. I hope you don't feel like I was laughing at you. I was laughing with
you. You weren't laughing with her. So.
Oh, gosh. All right. Restore to circle later. Okay, back. What was the question?
Are they real or not? And I said no, and you said yes, and I said you're wrong, and they're not. They are fun to talk about.
Any kind of truth?
I mean, like, there is no historical data of humans riding dragons or, like, riding an animal that could be a dragon.
Got it.
So, like, maybe, like, a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
It's kind of dragon-esque.
No,
but,
dragons.
Like, they don't, like, breathe fire.
What about Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon wasn't even real in Pete's Dragon. He was a cartoon in the show.
Should we tell the dear listeners our Pete's Dragon connection?
Sure, if you want to.
Yes. So, the lighthouse of Pete's Dragon, one time it pans out, and it is the same house number as our house number.
I didn't know that, so... it was not my connection. But if you were born in the 80s and you watched Pete's Dragon as a child, it is one of my husband's favorite movies. And he probably thinks it's really scary because there's a scary monster in it.
when I was a kid, the first scene of Pete's Dragon, we're going there.
It's happening.
I remember it so well. The Gogans, which are like the bad people who just want to come and like take Pete. They pop up from behind rocks. I was watching it one time. I spilled juice all over myself because of the Gogans popping up behind the rocks.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Stained shirt.
Trauma.
Oh, God. I was so scared. I was also on the way to a funeral. I was wearing white going to a funeral.
Why were you watching Pete's Dragon on the way to a funeral?
My childhood was strange.
Your childhood was weird.
Next up, the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
I love Nessie. So the Loch Ness Monster, as some of you might know, affectionately known as Nessie, is a creature in Scottish folklore. There's also tons of other folklore about other Nessie-like creatures. The Loch Ness Monster specifically is said to inhabit Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. It's often described as a large, long-necked with one or more humps protruding out of the water. Popular belief in this creature has varied since it was the first like sighting of Nessie was in 1933. Evidence of existence is disputed because there's like photographs, there's sonar readings, lots of different things. Scientific communities explain that alleged sightings are usually a hoax or wishful thinking or other items being something that's being misinterpreted as something that could be a creature. But they've placed particular emphasis on this creature because it's so unknown, right? It lives in the water. We don't know what it could be. We've actually only seen or searched 5% of the ocean. So could this be real? Yeah, I think for sure. We vacation a lot up on Lake Erie, and there's like an Erie Loch Ness that a lot of people claim to have seen.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
I think it's probably more snake than dinosaur.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Nessie, mermaids, I'm down. There's a lot of the ocean we don't know about. I 100% think that the Loch Ness Monster could be real.
I agree. If she is a thing, she's my friend. That's all I am aware of. I'm a huge Nessie supporter. And I know they did the Doppler thingy on the lock, and they're like, well, we can see into the depths or whatever, and you know she's not there, but could they see everything?
And I'm doesn't not sure. That make a sound? Like, what if she heard that and was like, bitches, I'm out of here. I don't want you to find me.
Yes, but I do agree that it is hard to imagine that if Nessie does exist how we think she exists, that we should have seen her in Loch Ness. Loch Ness. Unless there is a way to get in and out of Loch Ness that we are unaware of.
Ding, ding. I think that is the ticket. Like, not necessarily even get in and out of in a way that...
But maybe there's like a deep underwater cave.
Right. Yeah. Like caves and underwater systems and all kinds of different things.
Who's to say, maybe the cave goes to the core of the earth and that's where all the wyvern are at too.
That's what the Godzilla movies say, that they live at the core of the earth, which I don't know. I don't know about that, but it could very well be.
It's supposed to be hot there, you guys, so I don't think that that's true. Yeah. But the government lies to us about lots of things, and so...
See, that's my thing, is like, I don't know that I believe some of this shit because you are lying about a lot of things.
8 years ago, when I started rethinking a lot of the things that people were telling me, it felt as if people thought that I was insane. And now lots of people are coming to the realization. A lot of the things that I thought were correct are in fact 100% correct. So like, I don't know, fucking look at that, people. Look at that.
Yeah, I agree. And I really think... The more you...
Like the food shortage. They said that that was a lie. They said that was a myth. But then, yeah, all these farms kept burning down. And they were like, no, food shortage won't happen. And I was like, well, I'm stupid. But I feel like if I burn my garden, that the flowers are not going to grow for me to look at. And they're like, no, 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 friends, don't worry about that.
And I'm like...
And now fucking look at grocery prices. But all this to say is the government fucking lies to us, and that's why the groceries are expensive, and that's why Nessie
could exist. That's why the Loch Ness Monster is real. The Loch Ness is also landlocked. So I was like, is it landlocked or is it landlocked? But there are, like, tributaries that feed into it. So unless... it's swimming underwater or permanently in the lock. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But could the Loch Ness Monster exist in open water?
Yes, but then why is it so centered to Loch Ness then? I mean, I get it, and like...
What if that's where it goes? Like, what if that's, like, its home? I don't have an answer, but if you...
What if one got stranded there one time and died there, and that's why there were sightings for a while?
Oh, yeah. Or like
that's why the sightings started.
And then, yeah, like, now it really doesn't exist. Like, it doesn't exist in the lock, but it is around. If you're related to the Loch Ness Monster, please put her in contact with us, because we want to talk to her.
We're fans, and we will house her. We will shield her from the people who want to do her harm.
I will buy her groceries, even though it's expensive.
I will start digging a hole in my backyard.
Dig her a place to live. Love it. Okay.
I'm going to murder her, but no, I swear to God.
No, it's for her to live.
It is. Thank you for understanding that.
It's not faux, okay?
Exactly.
We love you, Loch Ness Monster.
As you can see, Z and I are very passionate about the Loch Ness Monster. Let's see what Roberto and Chris had to say.
My personal fave, the Loch Ness Monster or Nessie, real or not real?
If you don't believe in Nessie, we can't be friends.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Nessie is real. I think Nessie used to be real. I don't think Nessie is real anymore. I think Nessie, the Loch is land bound. I think the Loch Ness Monster exists, but not in Loch Ness anymore. Like, I think
it got up and waddled out somewhere else.
No, I think it died.
Yeah, like it sunk to the bottom. And
I think it died in Loch Ness. However, I think that maybe it had gotten stuck there for a while somehow. But then what if it's like a Godzilla kind of? What if it goes into the core of the earth and that's where Nessie's from? What if the Loch just goes all the way down there? Why do you think she's real?
Because it's Nessie, dude. Like it's. It's a folklore from Scotland forever and ever, right? Like, so thinking about how he got there, I didn't know the Loch Ness, which it's a lake, right,
in Scotland.
I didn't know it was completely landlocked.
It is.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess that makes sense because it's bad.
Amy looked into it, and I remember, as soon as she said it, I was like, you know what? Yes, you are correct. But who's to say? I mean.
Look, I don't fucks with water, right? Like, if it's in water, like, yeah, it's there. There's whatever monster you told me lives in water, I'll believe you. That's a major phobia for me. Like, I do not get in deep oceans. Like, I don't look down. Put me in a cage with sharks. I'll do that every day. But, like, take that cage out and I pee my pants.
Yeah. I'm not with it. Okay. What about all the different scans that they've done?
They make it all the way to the bottom? Because I suppose the Loch Ness is supposed to be very deep, too, right?
Exactly.
So, like...
And through all the caves and through all of the little tunnels through all of the caves. And is Loch Ness, again, the size that we thought that Loch Ness...
Right. I mean, Loch Ness is supposed to be, I'm trying to think of the name of the dinosaur that they kind of linked it to, but I mean, the description is pretty accurate to that. And they are bones of those dinosaurs, so like the fact that one could have survived, possibility. I dig it, especially like in the ocean. Like it's like megalodons or krakens or whatever else. Like that, like, yeah, there's probably something like that under the sea that we don't know about. Still alive, so yeah, I'm with it.
The Loch Ness Monster, aka Nessie. True or untrue?
You know, I feel like I don't have much of a connection.
How dare you?
With the Loch Ness Monster. I don't feel like it's not a myth that I've thought about a lot, right? Like, vampires, spent a lot of time watching Buffy. So much, watched all the seasons on repeat. Obviously, I've got feelings about dragons and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
The Loch Ness Monster just
hasn't touched your soul?
Hasn't had, like, a major role in my life.
I'm sad for you, because I love the Loch Ness Monster.
No, you do not.
I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, first of all, there's no evidence of a real Loch Ness
Monster.
The picture,
though. You know the one.
Yeah, the one picture that of something that could have been a log. There's no evidence that it exists. But much like other ocean-based creatures,
mm-hmm.
The ocean is big. We've only explored, like,
deep.
5% of it.
Yeah.
So, if I think... What happened was there's a creature of some sort
mm-hmm.
gets stuck. It got stuck in the lock. And then I think actually Z brought this up and then it dies. But it's like it got stuck in there. It couldn't get back out. Maybe it was when it was a baby and then it got too big. Maybe, I don't know, a storm happened. But they've done like sonar readings of the lock in Scotland where this
Loch Ness monsters tends to exist. Mm-hmm. And they have found no evidence
of his existence. So,
I mean,
how does that make you feel?
Apathetic, honestly.
It's really sad.
I know. I want to feel something for you.
I'm really disappointed in you. Okay, so you don't care about the Loch Ness monster, do you?
You say it like that.
It's like I
all judgmental about
like I didn't even
what cryptos I care about.
Like I knew you, and now I just don't.
Okay, how about this? I promise I will watch some YouTube videos about the Loch Ness Monster, so...
I think you're lying. And every body of water has a myth, pretty much, of some sort of, like a Loch Ness Monster. Lake Erie has one.
I feel like the Lake Erie Monster is something that I've also
heard
of. But I think your explanation makes logical sense, right? Like, they just... Somehow they ended up in there. Like, do you remember that story about the forest fire? And they, like... found a scuba diver like in the middle of the forest fire,
so like, it could
scooped him up. That's what happened.
I don't think he got scooped up, but I do think that like a storm happened and like maybe he got like carried
like in a water spout or like underwater.
Like underwater, because there's gotta be like underwater caverns in this world, places that we don't know about.
Oh, okay. So like
that's like underwater waterways, yeah, or something.
Like Atlantis, like a whole.
No, not community. Come on. Don't be ridiculous. That's just asinine.
Who knew we would have so many feelings about Nessie? Next up is the Kraken.
Okay, so the Kraken is a legend, and it can be traced back to the 12th century when the King of Norway wrote about a monstrous beast that he encountered during one of his sea voyages. Later in the 13th century, the Kraken appeared in some of the earliest Norse sagas. So it has also been mentioned by naturalists and explorers who tried to explain its existence and characteristics, and it is real because they have, they've had giant squids and
it's
giant
just a
octopus.
Large octopus. That's what the Kraken is. And if you think about this King of Norway.
they found the giant octopuses. Remember when for the longest time they were not real? My child will never know Pluto as a planet, and my child will never feel gaslighted into thinking that giant octopuses are not real because we now are aware of the little more things. Yes.
Right. Do I think that it's as large as this King of Norway said? No, because men lie about the size of fish all the time.
Or the size of literally anything they can.
Anything. Anything at all. But yeah, large octopuses are real. They exist. I do think it's crazy to say like, yeah, the Kraken was real, but like the Kraken is real.
100%. And also we only know what has like washed up from the depths.
Right. Because if something is that deep in the ocean and it dies, chances of it making
so
it
many
to shore,
people are going
to
eat it. I mean, right? By people, I mean animals.
You mean things in the ocean. Because, like,
we're all people here to me. Your dog, my kid, we're all people to me.
People. But, yeah, that thing's going to get eaten because that is a big, huge source of food.
Yes.
So the chances of it washing up to shore, yeah, that's not going to happen because it's going to get eaten.
Exactly. And so also with the pressure, it's science and stuff, and, like, who's to say? Who's to say? Is it going to sink to the floor or is it going to come all the way up? Oh.
Yeah, it's probably going to sink. And, I mean,
because how big is it and how heavy is it? Because boats.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and think about that weird thing that happened with that submarine this summer, the one that, like, totally imploded. Are their bodies made of something that keeps them from imploding? And then, like, when you stop breathing and your system busts down.
Like sharks, how they never can stop swimming or else they're dead or something. Or maybe... I don't know. They have to swim when they're sleeping. And it's something about their brain won't work. I know these facts until I try to say them on the podcast. Kind of like,
yeah.
And then I feel like I've never learned a single thing in my life. So, but yes, I also don't want to have to swim in my sleep. I would like to just rest. At some point in my life, I will get a full night's rest again.
Where you're not having to feed somebody or help somebody in your sleep, for sure. Maybe something.
Yeah. We're still in the deep ocean. The Kraken.
Like, is
real, not real.
Yes. That, like, out of all of them, I think that if there's a possibility of one that's truly, truly how we imagine it would be the Kraken, like the giant squid octopus thing that
100%.
Like there's all sorts of stuff that's living in the ocean that we don't know about.
And this one is founded. This one is true because there's a giant squid. Anyways. So yeah, they found giant squid. They found giant octopuses. And so I believe it.
Definitely. Is it octopuses or octopi? I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Octopussy.
Hey.
Octopussy. I prefer octopussy. I feel like it's more elegant. I feel like it is.
It's kind of the ellipses that.
Exactly.
It's French.
Exactly. No, and I was watching the Octonauts the other day.
The what?
The Octonauts with the children. All right. Creature reports. I know you know the. Yes. Okay. So apparently they were doing a deep sea episode, and it reminded me, as those things rise to the surface, they expand and explode because their body's used to deep temperature. Yeah, right.
Or deep pressure, not temperature.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it is colder.
It is colder, but okay. The temperatures are going to make you explode if you go from cold to hotter.
Like it makes that. Me explode.
Yeah, well, that's different. Gassy.
But yes, the Kraken, I 100% believe that it was an octopus with a giant octopus, a giant squid with a vendetta against, like, the whales right now. I think the orcas right now are very upset with us humans because they keep attacking the boats.
Yes, yeah, I've been seeing those videos. That's
Do not mess with big creatures like that in the oceans. I don't because like
the ocean's bad.
It's just a no. It's a no. I don't think I ever want to buy a boat. If a blue whale could swallow my entire vessel, I just feel like it's a no.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to be like Pinocchio. No, thank you. No, it's thank you.
Are you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
The Kraken. Do you know what a Kraken is? Don't look at me with such distaste in your mouth, okay?
Well, we did go to see Ruby Gilman, Teenage
and the
Kraken.
Teenage Kraken. Such a cute movie for kids.
Did you forget about that?
No, but you looked at me when I said the word Kraken like I had four heads, so I wasn't sure if you knew what it was.
I do know what it is. Mm-hmm. I do know what it is.
Do you think it is based in truth or not?
I mean, honestly, I think it's the same test case as the Loch Ness Monster. I think they probably are on the same par.
I mean,
like, somebody saw some big thing from the underwater Atlantis cities and was like, Kraken, or...
See,
Loch Ness Monster.
I think that they've already, I mean, like, there's been proof that the Kraken exists. It's a giant octopus.
That, like, there is proof
of giant octopus? Yeah. Octopi?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, but what's the difference between a giant squid? Octopus. Squid. I think it's giant squid.
I don't know.
Okay, so what's
question.
The difference between a giant squid and a Kraken?
Like,
what
think,
makes a Kraken
I think
crack?
Historical...
That was so bad. I'm
that
sorry.
Was a bad joke. I think historical, like not like learning. What is it that say on Parks and Rec? I used to think that chocolate milk came from brown cows, and then I learned that that's not true. Like, yeah. I think that people who sailed in the ocean would see these giant ass octopi or squid or whatever and immediately assumed that it was like a giant sea monster when really it's just a giant octopus because there's big octopi that live in the ocean.
But does that make it a kraken or does that make it a big octopus?
I mean,
but are, is
potato, potato,
potato,
I think.
Potato. So we know giant squids exist.
Yeah.
So ipso facto.
The Kraken is real.
The Kraken is real. Not the Loch Ness Monster.
We just haven't seen it with our eyes.
But it's not based in fact.
And see now, in human life.
The bones of a Kraken?
No, they don't have bones, stupid.
They do. Well, how do you know about... How do you know...
Because people have seen giant... Squid and giant octopuses.
They don't have any bones. They don't have any bones.
They have pictures of it. Octopi don't have bones.
None?
No, they're made of cartilage.
Not even like one bone.
Haven't you ever seen one slide through a tiny little hole?
Oh, no. And I don't want to.
Have you never watched Finding Dory? Come on.
Yeah,
you're an embarrassment.
I have definitely watched Finding Dory.
But they're real.
Okay.
So Krakens.
Krakens. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Real. You were wrong.
Again. What's the score? Do I win anything?
No, you don't win anything.
All right.
The score is you are losing. That's what the score is.
Let's go on to our next one. And this next creature is the dire wolf. It is an extinct canine, so it did exist at some point. It is a North American prehistoric carnivore, that was a competitor or like a predator of the saber-toothed tiger. They lived in the Americas and Eastern Asia.
Dire wolves could grow up to 200 pounds. Saber-toothed cats could reach anywhere from 350 to 620 pounds. That's over three times larger than the largest dire wolf. It is also the same weight as a baby grand piano.
Okay,
but so the length, apparently, they were the same length.
Okay.
The saber tooth was
like bigger. This says that a saber tooth tiger could be anywhere from 350 to 620 pounds. So it's like three times larger than a dire wolf.
Yeah.
But their lengths were about even. So I guess like depending on like muscle mass, I don't know, man. I don't, tigers, wolves, I'm not a, that's, they run fast and they have big sharp teeth and they're not for me.
Yeah, well, I guess dire wolves are more like the size of a jaguar.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
But they're still
dangerous.
I mean, look, after the Beast of Bray Road and then you putting that fucking cover on that Instagram reel of the shaved bear,
I will never
recover from that. I simply cannot. And the dire wolves look more cynical than wolves, but wolves are just scary. And then I feel like they're always dirty or like half wet because this is from like the dinosaurs and this is not factually correct. But it was always snowing then. So obviously everything is wet, obvi. And so I just feel like I cannot with wet canines. At this point, like if your dog, even at this point, tries to come at me and it's wet, you just better hope that it doesn't try to haunch up on me, sit on its haunches, because that's a dead dog. You know, or that's a dead me. Like I would just be deceased.
I would be dead. I would never survive. Yeah, that is not for me. I'm not a fan of dire wolves. No, thank you. But the fact that they, I don't know if it's scarier when it's like 100% this existed and could potentially exist again, I guess, is terrifying.
Like the Kraken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only smaller and more terrifying.
Dire wolf. Have you ever heard of a dire wolf?
Dire wolf?
Mm-hmm. D-I-R-E.
Okay, no.
They're like big. They talk a lot about them. It's like mythical things.
Okay.
Do you think that they are real or not?
Wolves? Dire wolves.
Like a giant wolf.
Like saber-toothed tiger.
But yeah. A wolf. But a wolf.
Okay. No.
You're wrong.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're an extinct canine.
Oh.
You're wrong.
Like how?
Prehistoric carnivore.
How big are we talking?
As big as like a saber-toothed tiger.
Okay, but all right. I said that, and I actually have no frame of reference of how big a saber-toothed tiger was.
Like, think, like the size. No.
Or like a car.
Maybe, like, your car. Like a hybrid, maybe. Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper-sized tiger. Nope.
Dire wolf. A wolf.
That's stressful.
They're extinct, though. You don't have to worry. One's not going to come to our house or anything.
I just had a major empath moment with, like, cavemen. Like, oh, God. Can you imagine how scary it would be? Like, I gotta go in this cave, and this wolf could come and get me?
I mean, I don't really think that's not a concern of mine.
I know, but can you imagine how scary that is?
No.
It's scary.
I'm sorry that invoked so much emotion for you. Sounds really, really hard for you.
Yeah. It's really hard.
So dire wolves are a yes.
They're a yes. And we have to live with that now. I have to live knowing this.
You do. I mean, they're not alive now. You're not going to find one
for now.
When you're out, like,
something could
hiking in the woods.
Evolve into one of these things.
That's not in our lifetime. You'll be long dead by then.
Okay.
Dire wolves. So now we're out of the ocean. Dire wolves.
Now we're back on land. So dire wolves, is that like a werewolf?
No. But yes. Game of Thrones. Jon Snow's wolf.
So just like a big wolf.
Yes, essentially like a big wolf.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be more vicious too.
So just like a more aggressive wolf.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like a giant wolf.
Cool. Yeah, they exist.
100% they had. They're not as big as saber-toothed tigers. So saber-toothed tigers apparently got up to 600 pounds, but these only got up to like
50 or 200. Pounds? So, wow. Yeah, so they look like a gray wolf. But yeah, they're like, a little bit bigger.
I think a gray wolf is like 100 pounds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're a little bit bigger than a gray wolf, but okay. They're really similar. So 100% dire wolves.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like Lady exists out there in real life. Queen Sansa, don't worry.
Yeah.
She's like, waiting for you.
I had a rugby coach that had a wolf. He tried to pass it off as a husky, and that thing was not a fucking husky.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend with mixed.
No, like this is 100% a wolf, and like it took him years to admit it. But we would go to his house, and it's like, dude, your dog's a fucking wolf. He's like, no, it's just a big dog. Fuck it is. And he would like just throw raw meat at it, and that's what it would eat it. And it was
maybe it was a dire wolf.
Man, I don't know what it was, but I was just like, how do you have this just walking around your house? Like, it wasn't like an outside backyard dog. Like,
it's like the people with tigers, but different.
Like, people with tigers don't like sleep with them in bed.
Some of them do.
Those people.
Some of them do. There were two famous people.
That's Sigmund Freud. Ask him what that.
Exactly. There were two famous people that just like had them out and about in their. I can't even recall off the top of my head that had them like just out and about, just chilling in their like living quarters.
Yeah, that's.
Just you'd walk into their house and you know there's just a lion just. It's
like that lady with the chimpanzee.
Yes, or what was it? Despicable Me, where that guy has the shark underneath his. Could you imagine walking into somebody's house and then just you walk past like a giant shark tank? I want to be their friends. Yeah, it's so cool.
I will push this button.
Yeah, and then on the other side's the wine cellar. Welcome.
With the Austin Powers with laser beams on their foreheads.
So cool.
Next up. And it's our final one. And it's Selkies.
Ooh.
Yes. So they function on both land and sea. And very early folklore suggests that they were not always gentle spirits of the sea, which sometimes they now appear to be. In some of these tales, mermaids are the devils, right? So who's to say, but a Selkie or a Selkie is from the form of the word Scots used for seal. So basically, these are people that live by the sea and they get the calling from the sea. And I envision a Selkie being more like the teenage Kraken is, where on land, but not. So that's not the best example. Maybe more like Luca. Where on land, yes, I feel like Luca is a type of Selkie.
Okay.
And I personally, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like on land, they're like good to go and they can fit in, but they can't fit in. But they have to live like near the sea. And then you also hear Selkies as being like a sexual thing.
Okay.
And so I think this is because, again, like mermaids, maybe they need to, like, eat people or do something. Or maybe they're bored. Or maybe they're just really sick of hearing those men folk talk about how big the fucking fish that they just caught was because it wasn't. And they just chomp them. So they are known to, like, lure sailors into the water.
So a Selkie is like a siren.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes. But I think sirens only live in the water. That is a good question.
A Selkie could live in the water or in land. So,
okay, so sirens do not transform.
Okay, so a siren is always in the water and is always a siren and is never anything else.
Exactly.
And I think it's the same for, like, a mermaid, like a traditional mermaid. They don't transform like they.
Yes, except for Selkies traditionally don't always have fishtails. So mermaids are more your fishtail peoples.
And Selkies are more like seals. Word for seal. So like it has like a bottom half like a seal.
Yeah, maybe it's more rubbery. Or also maybe they just don't transform their bottom half.
Yeah.
Because there are some depictions where they're shedding their skin off, like a seal skin.
Ooh, what if they were like people who lived by the ocean and they used seal skin to like survive in the water, like to swim in the water, like almost like flippers. But people saw them and they were like, no, you're a seal. But it wasn't. It was just a human.
Ooh, so sinister. But also, have you ever been to an aquarium and had a seal like come up on you? And you look at them and their little faces. Okay, so next time you go to the zoo or something like that, see if you can get, like, look at a seal in the face underwater.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
And then imagine that this water was even darker.
Mm.
You're further away. And a face looks at you.
They have kind of human-y faces, sort of.
Those big eyes.
Mm-hmm. Placement is like kind of human-esque, like the way they are.
Exactly. It's not like it's on the sides like an orca whale or anything like that. They're like right there, you know? They do have.
Mm-hmm. And they have a nose, like a almost, you know, like a nose is in the same place as like a human nose would be.
Exactly.
I think they could be real. Listen, people, and when you guys hear Chris's recording, mark my word, he's going to say something about my obsession with mermaids. I think they're real. I think that just like the Kraken, I don't know how possible it is that there isn't something under the ocean that is not like Little Mermaid, Ariel Mermaid, but like that is humanoid, maybe like a seal. I don't know. Maybe that, because they do have kind of like weird.
Why would it not be?
Right.
Exactly. And then so many animals are so incredibly intelligent. Like, right. So incredibly intelligent. So who are we to say that, like, they wouldn't have those humanoid types?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like smarter than humans.
Exactly.
Which I know some people that are stupider than fish. Like, I got
it. Exactly. Exactly. And I want to say pardon for all the sea creatures, but really, like, what's more mystical in our world than the deep sea?
Absolutely nothing.
Selkies.
Is that like a selfie with a K?
So a selkie is different than a mermaid. Selkies are basically like mermaids, but they're not mermaids. They're more closely related to seals, and they can also live on land. So a selkie, for instance, would wear a seal's body in the ocean, whereas a mermaid is more half human, half fish, or like more human. They only live in the ocean. Okay. And the same with sirens.
So like is
sirens, I think, can live on both land or not land, but these are different in the instance that, yeah. So these are more closely related to seals.
Luca, like Luca? No. That's
yes. Like, yes. I feel like they're more like Luca, where on land, human, in water,
they're
sirens.
Look at me making Disney reference to the rescue.
Exactly. I made the same one when I recorded with Amy, actually. Poor Amy. Yeah. I hope she stays up to date with all the Disney movies, because
you need to get on the Disney bandwagon.
No, they are for a while.
Have to like push her down a slide or something.
No. We would never.
But Disney told me that they exist, so I believe.
So I don't. I think that these are just seals. I think. And there's no proof of them. It is like 100%. Who's to say what's in the ocean? But I think that it's like a manatee showed its face, or a seal showed its face to a
drunken sailor.
Or even not drunken. Like, you've seen seals swim up on us at the zoo and it's dark.
Like, you get drunk just for being in the sea.
Exactly. That's true.
Or just being out in the sun too long.
Not true, but...
Well, with most of these things, that might have been a little bit of the truth what had happened with most of them anyways, right? Like, people saw something when they were not in their 100% mind, and then they went back and told the story, and then when they told it to their next friend and the next friend, something happened, and now you have this legend of the sea urchin that eats something. I don't know.
Now here's the last one.
Okay. Will you give me a hint? Will you lead me in a direction so I don't get it wrong?
No! This is every person for themselves.
All right.
This last one is a selkie. You ever heard of a Selkie before? Mm-mm. Okay, so you know about my love for mermaids, right?
I do.
Okay, a Selkie is like a Finnish from Finland version of a mermaid.
Okay.
And it's kind of like half human, half seal. So, like, you know, like a mermaid looks like a person. Like, it's like half human, half fish.
Yes.
This is more like, looks like a seal. Like a seal? Have you ever looked at a seal, though? They do kind of look like people. If you look at one in the face.
Their faces, yeah.
Yeah. But they can, like, shape shift.
That Selkie can?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Real or no?
No. There's no such thing as no.
You can't say no such thing, first of all.
As a shapeshifter? A shapeshifter.
The appropriation happening in this conversation. No. There are many cultures that believe in shapeshifting.
Like you...
It's not real, by the way. No, it's not. It's not real.
You had me going. You had me going.
So it's...
Okay.
Because they can... Do I think people... Like, what is that movie? Luca. Milo used to think that the two kids in Luca were named Luca and Bluca. Why he thought that, I'm not really sure. But for a long time, he would call the movie Luke Bluca. So like, kind of like a Luca Bluca situation, I think.
Yeah.
Where, like, they go in the water, and they're seals, and then they come out of the water, and they're humans.
No.
But here's the thing. I do think mermaids are real. I do. Stop kidding me not. I'm going to talk about it.
This is on live television.
It's not on television. But I do think they're real. Not in the way that we think.
Like human. Human, like.
No, like humanoid.
Humanoid. I don't know. I mean, because when I think about, like, the hallmarks of being human, I think, like, they go to the stores. And like,
that's what makes you a human, is you go to a store? No. Oh my god.
No, but like,
your life is sad. You don't ever go to the store, so I don't really know.
So, no, but like, you make societies.
You don't think things in the ocean live in like societies?
Like ours?
Like dolphins?
Yeah, but they don't go to the store.
But going to the store is not a categorization of becoming a human.
The only thing that I can come up with.
Only thing humans do, go to the store. You don't go to the store, you're not a human. You heard it here first, folks.
Wow. We're really answering the big questions
this
today.
This is where the real magic happens. I want a Selkie to be real because I also want mermaids to be real. Another thing I thought about with why we don't ever see, and I think we talked about this in the episode, so you might actually be hearing this twice, people. You're welcome. So you know how that submarine exploded the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
What if, like, mermaids or certain really large things that live in the ocean have, like, you know, like a swim bladder, like a fish has, like, a swim bladder where, like, it helps. That, like, once your body stops functioning, that thing stops doing its job, and so you explode because of the pressure of the water under the ocean.
So that's why we don't know about mermaids.
Yeah.
Because they have... Because
they explode.
Giant exploding swim bladders.
Not giant exploding swim bladders, but something that keeps the pressure of their body from imploding under the sea, and then once that stops working...
Is this your idea?
Yes. I stand by this idea.
Okay.
I think it's smart, I think you're dumb.
But I want to repeat it back to you. They're humanoids...
Not humans.
Under the ocean,
not humans. Okay, you know how
swim bladders that explode upon death, and that's
not exactly, but yes, but yes,
okay,
that
all
thing.
Right. I was just a comprehension check.
Here's
I
the
make
thing.
Sure I
Here's the thing. People don't realize how smart things are. That it, like dolphins are fucking smart. They're super smart. They have big brains. They raise their babies like
they
become humans. No, they don't become humans, but I don't think we have studied underwater things as much. And do I think that you're gonna find Ariel when you go down to the very depths of the ocean? No, But is there something down there that could be some sort of evolution of a human? Maybe.
Maybe.
Don't say maybe. No, like you're no, like you're like, appeasing me.
No. That wasn't a pity maybe.
A maybe.
It was a real maybe. But there's so many maybes, right? Like there could be
anything. Well, for sure.
There could be dolphins who go to the store. Like there could be that.
I don't understand why the store has become the thing that is that you think is surviving humans.
But that could exist. That could be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins that go to the store. Mermaids.
No, nobody in the ocean goes to the store. There's no stores down there. Come on.
There could be. We don't know. We don't know.
I know there's no stores.
Okay. All right. Did we do it?
We did it. You did it.
I lost badly.
You lost terribly.
Like really badly.
Yeah. Sad for you.
I am also kind of sad. But this was really fun.
Thanks for being on our podcast again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, congrats, everyone.
Any closing thoughts? Thank you for joining in.
Best guest ever. High five.
Oh, yeah. We have the kids with us now. So we've got Renito. Como hola. And Aurora.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
So any closing thoughts, Mia Moore?
There's stuff out there. There's a lot of things that probably we don't know that's out there that's definitely out there, right? So I believe a lot of these things. Yeah, you tell them. But yeah, there's definitely stuff out there that we don't know about. I mean, and seeing some of these things, like what's the name of the show we were watching recently with the werewolf?
Wolf Like Me.
Wolf Like Me? Yeah, like, I mean...
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see something like that happening, too. Like,
see
or something,
that again!
Wolf Like Me. That me. Something like that existing, and we never know it, because there's some weirdo in Australia that has a basement that's, like, soundproven, like, metal-proof, and she eats chickens once a month or some. So, yeah,
I want it to be the lion wolf. I want it to be the lion kid now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Mia Moore.
So let us know your thoughts. Some of these I'd never heard of, so I am excited that you brought them
which
to my attention. Like the wyvern, I had not heard of that. And a selkie, I mean, I guess I'd sort of heard of a selkie, but I've always really just seen them as like mermaids or sirens.
Did you read Fourth Wing yet?
No.
I think you would honestly...
No, I can't because you ruined it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, shut up. Or you're going to forget, like, one...
I don't even remember what you said,
exactly.
So that's fine.
Exactly. You're going to forget, like, one chapter.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear what everybody else thinks. This has been a fun month full of weird episodes, and I'm here for it. Starting next month, we're going to do some holiday stuff. We're going to do some... I don't know. Who knows what else? The sky's
Who's
the limit.
Because we don't know. So right. You don't either.
So surprise! Hope you like it. Tune in. Find us at all the things. Let us know your recommendations, and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.